Decorating armour with foliage and abstract patterns was one way of enhancing it, in fact, the most common. By contrast, coats of arms and allegorical scenes were exclusively reserved for the highest-ranking princes and warriors, and were interpreted by those who wore them and everyone who saw them in political terms. The Hercules armour, made by Eliseus Liberts for the King of Sweden, has more than 100 scenes and motifs drawn from classical mythology. This ceremonial armour for horse and rider is the Dresden Armoury's crowning glory. It's decorated with an all-over foliage pattern, pierced by 21 large pictorial medallions depicting the heroic deeds of Hercules and Theseus, as well as scenes from the Trojan War and the myth of Jason and the Argonauts.
Hercules was popular with European rulers in the Renaissance and Baroque eras. Being associated with him reflected their own claims to power and greatness. At the tender age of 8 months, Hercules had demonstrated superhuman strength and presence of mind in his cot by strangling two of the serpents sent by the jealous goddess Juno. After performing numerous heroic deeds, he ascended to Olympus, the home of the gods, and European princes and kings wanted posterity to at least deem them worthy of similar honours.
The central motif of the banding, directly beneath the horse's head, is the War of the Centres, known as the Centauromachy. Hercules' struggle with the wild and drunken centaurs isn't in fact one of his famous 12 heroic deeds, but may perhaps be interpreted as an allusion to the Swedish king's marriage plans. According to legend, the conflict took place during a wedding.
King Peirithous was the king of the Lapiths in Thessaly and had chosen Hippodameia to be his bride. At their wedding, to which he had invited the centaurs, a quarrel broke out and one of the centaurs, Eurytion, abducted the bride. The infuriated host had Eurytion's ears and nose cut off. Hercules took part in the ensuing battle and helped to defeat the centaurs.
On the medallion, we see Hercules beating an already stumbling centaur with his raised club. These mythical creatures, half human and half horse, were regarded by the ancient Greeks as unruly and lecherous. Here they appear to be in the majority. Evidently, the issue is no longer just the abduction of the bride. We see several women being seized and carried off by the centaurs.
The charger's armour was made in Antwerp or in another European workshop under Liebert's direction. This is confirmed by several sources. The cost of the materials and workmanship was enormous. Liebert's was almost penniless by the time he had completed the commission, and he was only to receive payment on delivery. That is probably why he set out with his brother Natal to deliver the armour in person.